Automated license plate readers have quietly proliferated in Delaware, and now opponents of warrantless mass surveillance are speaking out in protest. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on the use of flock cameras.
20 police agencies, from the 748 officer state police to smaller towns such as Rehoboth Beach, now use the AI-powered technology. The unmarked, pole-mounted cameras snap photos of cars and zero in on their license plates along busy roadways. Rehoboth Chief Keith Banks says they help a lot, like when a driver strikes another car and bolts from town.
Hit-and-run accidents here in Rehoboth Beach over the last 4 or 5 years have just been crazy. People used to always leave notes on cars to say, hey, I bumped in your car while trying to park, and now they're just leaving constantly.
Now cops can search for a full or partial license plate number, input the car's color and type, and maybe whether or not it has a bumper sticker. Banks said several matches have led to arrests. Newcastle County Chief Jamie Leonard says his agency deploys 14 flock cameras and stressed that they're not identifying people or using facial recognition and that searches of data are strictly controlled.
Flock is not a free search system. You must justify, document, and limit your search to a single license plate.
Those assurances don't sit well with Bud Glassner. The retiree lives in the county suburb of Hokesson and often visits Newark, where the City and University of Delaware Police use flock tag readers.
These technologies are frightening. It's one thing if you're tracking a specific criminal or suspect with a judicial warrant, but to just generally gather information about everybody and then mine that data seems to me to be a violation of privacy.
The American Civil Liberties Union has also joined the growing discontent with its Get the Flock Out campaign. Delaware ACLU lawyer John Reynolds said immigration agents use them to find undocumented people, and cops have been fired for stalking women.
This type of surveillance is creepy, is not making our communities meaningfully safer, and in some instances actually making them less safe. These cameras are capturing information about people, packaging it, selling it, using basically Big Brother surveillance.
Flock spokesman Paris Lubel countered that individual agencies decide who gets the data they collect and said the company doesn't condone misuse of its 120,000 tag readers across America. He said their constitutionality has been upheld in numerous lawsuits.
Many police chiefs have told us this is some of the best progression of technology since DNA, where they're being able to solve the amount of crimes that they're being able to solve.
No legislative limits exist in Delaware, but Democratic State House candidate Ray Krantz says there should be restrictions. Krantz said she wouldn't even want license plate readers to assist police if she was carjacked.
I don't want to lose my freedom because I'm afraid of something bad maybe happening to me. I don't think the benefits outweigh the cost.
One important fact to know is that the tag readers are different from speed enforcement and red light cameras that generate tickets to violators. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.